There is a revolt in the UK. Seven MPs have left the Labour Party to protest Jeremy Corbyn's leadership. Let's go there. Ashley Prime is joining us, former British diplomat and managing director of Navigators UK office. Ashley Prime, welcome. How are you?
I'm very well, Arlene, and good morning.
All right. How is this going? It is a revolt, and it seems to be, certainly from what I'm reading, not declining in intensity here.
No, well, I think this has been kind of bubbling around for actually not only for the last few days, but actually for quite a while now. If you go back to 2015, Ed Miliband, the then leader of the Labour Party, changed the way the Labour Party elects its leader and its deputy leader. And in fact, it took away from the trade unions and from the Parliamentary Labour Party that full control over who leads the Labour Party. And they gave it to Labour Party rank and file members. So if you pay £6, which is about $10, you can become a Labour Party member and you can vote for whoever you want to be the next leader of the Labour Party. So the Parliamentary Labour Party and I think the Labour Party are actually quite different beasts. Now, the Parliamentary Labour Party is much more of a kind of a centrist, social democrat Labour organisation, but the rank and file members are far to the left, and there's a group called Momentum, which has dragged the party to the far left, mm-hmm. and they have, of course, now Jeremy Corbyn, who's a very left wing leader of the party. So I think, the whole of the Labour Party has changed that. It's now very much a hard left party. The way that Jeremy Corbyn has led the party, particularly on Brexit, I think has led a lot to be desired, certainly from a Parliamentary Labour Party point of view. They've obfuscated, and that's being kind. They want a kind of jobs first Brexit, whatever that means. And then there's been this huge problem of anti-Semitism in the Labour Party, which, frankly, it looks like the Labour Party leadership has not been able to stamp out. So you have this group of seven who are sort of not unlike the Canadian group of seven, sort of heading off into the wilderness to paint a new political party. But we've been there before. We had this in 1981 when we had the Gang of Four, who mm-hmm. were four Labour MPs who disappeared off from the Labour Party. Eventually, 28 Labour MPs and one Conservative joined them. They eventually merged with the Liberal Party. But even though in the 1983 election they won 25% of the vote, they could only get 23 seats. So eventually they kind of, just sort of faded out, if you like.
What can he do? I mean, if he makes it clear he's going to try to root out anti-Semitism, or can we expect more defections here?
Well, I think, from what we're hearing, that this is the beginning, if you like. There will be a number of other Labour MPs who want to sort of occupy that centrist political ground, which at the moment in the UK is vacant, and possibly even being joined by a number of, Conservative MPs who, again, are on that sort of centre ground, who feel that their party's been sort of pulled predominantly by the Brexiteers and the European Research Group far to the right. So you could see this party sort of gaining a little bit of momentum, but where it goes from there, is anybody's guess, and that's completely tied up with with Brexit as well.
What is Jeremy Corbyn doing? What kind of strategy is he projecting right now that he's in this trouble?
Well, I think for a long while he has known that he doesn't have the support of the Parliamentary Labour Party. Most parliamentarians have kind of grudgingly got behind him because he's been elected twice. So that's the Labour Party mandate for him to be there. But I think it's been woeful, certainly from a Parliamentary Labour Party perspective, that he's just never dealt with the big issue of anti-Semitic behaviour, and that is now drumming out Jewish members of Parliament from the Labour Party. There's one of them who's actually now said, I cannot stand being in the Labour Party now. I feel, ashamed and embarrassed. And I think that it's really that the clock has been ticking. They've given him a lot of time to try and get a grip, to try and sort this out. But the feeling is that the fundamentals haven't changed, and that the Labour Party is seen as an anti-Semitic party who've not been able to deal with the issues of the past.
Now, if we throw it into the other exciting things that are happening in Britain right now, what does this mean for Brexit, and what does it mean for the other party?
Well, I mean, it's taken the sort of the heat off Theresa May, at least for the last sort of 24 hours. She's, you know, heading off to Brussels anyhow to see what she can get from the Commission as we head. You know, we're only just over a month away now from leaving the EU, but we still don't have a nailed down deal. But, you know, I think Brexit is always there. It's going to come back in the next day or so, particularly when she comes back from Brussels. Now, at the end of this month, the end of February, it's seen as the kind of the last chance saloon to get anything through Parliament. If she's not able to get any concessions from Brussels, and if she's not able to present anything new, the sort of the feeling is that Parliament, both on the from the Labour side and on the Conservative side, they will try and wrestle power away from the government. And I mean, what people are now saying is, look, it's almost inevitable if that is the case that there will be an extension to Article 50. The EU themselves have said yesterday, you know, if the UK wants an extension, that's fine. You know, both us and member states can live with that. But, you know, how long that's for, whether it's for days, weeks or months, you know, it's basically kicking the can down the road, because at the moment, of course, Theresa May hasn't been able to get her deal through Parliament.
Ashley Prime, thank you for joining us, Ashley, on this big day. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Ashley Prime joining us from London, former British diplomat and managing director of Navigators UK office.
The Arlene Bynum Show, weekdays from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern on Canada Talks, Sirius XM 167.